Welcome back to the Bobcat Beat Podcast. I'm your host, Tegan Olson, and your co-host,
Haley Hardy.
With finals coming up, are you ready for those?
No, not at all.
What class are you the most worried for?
Definitely math.
Yeah, with finals coming up, that means state is also coming up, and the student section can get pretty crazy at state. Speaking of student section, we're here with Tanner Johnson and Bryce Dredge. We just got a couple questions for you guys about the student section.
Okay, so we know there's always a different theme for the game. So Tanner, what's your favorite theme and your least favorite theme?
Going for themes, I feel like the red out and white outs are always good, but when you play less important games and you do like, I like the white lies a lot. That's probably my favorite. And then my least favorite, I don't know. It's fun to get creative with them and stuff. So, least favorite, I don't really have one that I don't like. So, it's hard to put a least favorite on them. But white lies is fun because you get to see all the jokes that people put on their shirts and whatnot.
What do you think, Bryce?
My favorite was probably 2 years ago. We did Daddy's Money. I thought that was pretty fun. And then all the older seniors when I was a sophomore were looking pretty nice. So, like, can't
Oh,
complain.
yeah.
And then my least favorite is probably like a camo out or something, because I only have like hunting gear for that.
Yeah.
I don't like have like regular camo.
Oh, makes sense. If you were to say you had a favorite chant, what would your favorite chant be?
Ooh, favorite chant. Chant, just like football, is always a good one for us because we both play football and it's fun to rub winning in their face. But
Yeah.
it also comes to be a least favorite when you lost to Rigby and they start chanting it at you. But when we beat them in football, it's a fun one. And we always go with like, who's your daddy a lot when someone gets swatted or back to basics. We go with those quite often too. But just like football's such a fun one to rub in their face.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to agree with Tanner, which just like football. But then my second favorite has got to be who's your daddy, because just making fun of the kid that just got swatted.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I think when we do the air ball one.
Oh, that's also a banger.
Yeah, because everybody knows, like when it goes down, everybody knows and it starts right up and gets right in their head. So the air ball one's a good one too.
Yeah,
all the chants are always fun. What do you guys think your favorite memory is? Like, what's the best thing that's happened in the student section?
Memories. I don't know. I like a lot all the some of our guys that we got on the front row. We show up at like 4:30 before, like that's an hour and a half before JV game, and we start playing tips, and that's like I'll probably remember that forever. But also having Josh Winger right there by our side, he's so fun to have around. He's just in it, and he's always happy, and he'll be a good memory for sure that I'll look back on when high school's over.
Tanner's got good ones that from this year. My favorite year was probably 2 years ago, though. I was a sophomore in front row. Thought that was kind of cool. Got to be with my brother, and then we would chant more outrageous things back then, I feel like. And there was just more people in the student section, so it was a little bit more fun.
Do you think the student section has started to like fall off a little bit, like less people show up?
Big time.
Yeah.
Really?
I remember back in like when I was in grade school and middle school and stuff, I'd come watch the games, and I wasn't a part of the student section, but I'd like look across the way and it was chock full. And
Yeah, I remember that.
we still have some games where we get loud and stuff, but there's also games where there's like four or five rows that
Yeah.
show up, and it's disappointing to see because Madison's always had
Pretty good basketball team.
top fans and whatnot.
Yeah.
So
do you think the student section's bigger for basketball or football?
I can't really, like, I don't know, because
Well, I guess you guys
I
can't
don't
really
really, like, look at the
yeah.
student section while playing, so.
I feel like in football, it's more consistent, though. Like,
Yeah.
it's every game, they're pretty close to the same amount of kids. Basketball, if we're playing a bum school, then lots of people won't show up, but the Rigby game is always big, and people end
It's
up showing
always
for that.
full.
District championship coming up, we should see some more kids, hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah.
What do you guys think was the craziest game you've been in the student section for?
All right, so my craziest game was definitely over the Christmas break tournament this year.
Who was against? Was that Utah team?
I don't even remember. It was a Utah team, and we were losing for a good little bit. It was a good, tough, competitive game, but the Utah kids would actually talk back to the student section, so I was able to start talking to one. I picked on one kid and started bickering. He started like threatening to fight me and stuff. I wasn't really nervous though. He was pretty skinny.
Yeah.
But after the game, he was the person that missed two of the game-winning shots and ended up Madison winning by like 1 point. So that's probably my craziest experience, especially when the kid like tried to like approach me after the game. But it was pretty chill.
That game was a good one, but I don't think anything will ever beat the overtime game we had with Rigby a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I don't know, was it double overtime?
No, yeah.
But Madison should have won that game by a long ways, but stands were full. Everybody was there watching, shooting free throws coming to the end. Like, free throws that depended the game.
Yeah.
Were, like, I couldn't even, like, hear myself think, and it was the craziest, like, noise level I've ever heard in the gym. But that was awesome, was that Rigby game.
That was a good game.
Yeah, and there's always something like that every year, some closer games, but that's the best one I can ever remember watching. So.
Yeah, that was actually pretty sweet.
Bryce, you know how you flip over Tanner?
Yeah.
How did that start? Like, what made you guys think to do that?
Well, me and Tanner were talking, and we were like, oh, Tanner, you're doing the Numa Numa. And then he's like, I don't know what to do at the end. And I said, low-key, I'll do that if you, like, will actually do it because I don't want to leave the Numa Numa. But it was just, like, us saying, like, what do we got to do? And then we just said, oh, I'll just do a flip. I think that's pretty much it. It might be
different. Yeah, well, I'd agree. I somehow got pointed to the Numa Numa, and it was like, well, I don't have, like, any fancy moves to do at the end. Like, someone usually, every year someone leads it, the person doing it has some fancy move, and, like, I don't got nothing. So Bryce is like, I could do a backflip. So we did a backflip the first game, and then Bryce is like, let's go up and try a side flip in the wrestling room. So for the next, I think it was the Christmas tournament we were practicing or something, and we'd go up in there, and he'd practice his side flip on the mats and come to it, and now he's doing it on the floor, so.
Hopefully get, like, four people for the district championship, I think.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah.
Have you been able to flip your whole life pretty good?
It started, I don't even know what summer, it was like 8th grade summer. Me and my friends were just like, man, I want to do a backflip. It's like, we just did it. And it, like, it wasn't hard to learn. We just, like, were able to jump. And if you huck it, you usually land it anyway.
Just kind of happened and then...
Yeah, it just happens and you just keep doing it. I did practice, like, harder flips, but the ones that, like, the backflip and side flip, you just, like, if you send it, usually can get
around. I feel like that's what it is lots of time. Nerves are what
works. Usually can get around eventually. If you'd say you had a favorite part about the student section, what would that be?
I love seeing when people are showing up and, like, being loud. It's always good, but then there's the games that they don't, and it's just disappointing. But when everybody's chanting with you and trying to get in the other team's head, that's just what the student section's all about. Like, it wouldn't be student section without chirping at the players and trying to get in their head. I feel like the student section brings lots of the energy to the games.
Yeah.
Not all of it, because obviously there's basketball players that do their thing, but I think that's my favorite part is just
staying involved.
Staying involved, and we're trying to keep that energy. We do lots of the part of keeping the energy throughout the game, I guess.
And you guys are seniors, so are you guys sad that this is, like, your last year being in the student section? Or do you not really care?
Kinda, but, like, it's time to go on and do
like bigger, better things. Yeah,
it's like, yeah.
Because I'll miss the student section, but at the same time, school's over, and it's not that big of a deal. It'll be fun to see the next people come up and do it, so.
Gotta go serve my mish.
Yeah.
Can't stay around, you know?
Well, getting low on time, so thank you guys for coming in. And check out all our socials on the Bobcat Beat.